This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it finally happened. The president has gone after the unvaccinated and the maskless, in a sense, as he took to the airwaves with some COVID mandates. We're going to talk about that. That is the buzz, I think, in my backyard and yours. That's what this show is all about. Also, officially, the NFL season kicks off with an incredible game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Super Bowl champs, and the Dallas Cowboys. It came down to the final minutes. The Buccaneers did beat the Cowboys, though, 31-29, with Tom Brady throwing four touchdown passes in the season opener. Who says old men can't throw touchdowns? My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Coming up this hour, we'll hit the mailbag. A lot of your thoughts on what Joe Biden, the Prez, had to say about COVID, the numbers, what also it looks like when we look back on 9/11. I've said this before. I worked at WFAN in New York City when 9/11 happened, and it was probably one of the worst days of my life, and absolutely the worst couple of months afterwards. And it still is heartbreaking to think of families that were just torn apart, families who never got to bury their loved ones other than in ceremonies without their remains, which there is that closure thing for so many people, although two others were identified just the other day, but still more than 1,000 do remain without identification, just knowing that obviously that's what happened. All right, so let's dive into the Prez and what he had to say. It's interesting because just the other night I said, you know, when you have these fights in the state with these governors, whether it's the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, or it's DeSantis in Florida, you don't have anything federally. There wasn't the big push. That push happened. So what happened was that President Biden announced some sweeping new coronavirus vaccine mandates that will affect tens of millions of Americans, ordering all businesses with more than 100 employees to require their workers to be vaccinated, or else every single week they're getting tested. He said he would also require most healthcare facilities that accept Medicare or Medicaid funding to vaccinate their employees, which will cover probably about 50,000 locations, give or take. And then there was this executive order compelling all federal employees to get vaccinated without an option for those who prefer to regularly be tested instead, in an effort, he says, to create a model that he hopes state governments will embrace. He's also ordering all staffers in Head Start programs, along with Defense Department and federally operated schools for Native Americans, to be vaccinated. This is a big change and a big deal. Biden said, we're in a tough stretch. It could last for a while. What makes it incredibly more frustrating is we have the tools to combat COVID-19 and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. So this move is pressure from the Prez and the White House, obviously, against those who are resisting vaccination. And this comes in the middle of these signs that we're seeing that the highly contagious Delta variant that I've been talking about a ton, Delta, from the very beginning, and the persistence of the vaccine resistance are dragging out the pandemic, as he said, and the slow economic recovery. And therefore, Biden says we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Your refusal has cost us all. What say you, America? Certainly you can send me your thoughts. We still have our unofficial poll going on. Fair or foul with now these new mandates with the Prez? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I can tell you already, a sneak peek into the mailbag, that many of you aren't happy, but just as many are saying, it's about damn time. I mean, and those were the words from Alan. It's about damn time. I don't want to tell anyone what to do, he says, listening to us in Connecticut, but I'm sick of this dragging out. And if this is the way that we have to roll to knock this virus and its variants out of our lives, then this is what I hope Americans will do. So we'll see how well this actually goes over with Americans who are vaccine resistant, who say they don't want to do it. Not the Americans who have a legitimate reason that they absolutely can't get vaccinated, because there definitely are those people, for the side effects that would maybe kill them, depending on what kind of system they have, you know, what kind of allergic system they have, where they've got a slew of A to Z going on and a doctor says there's just no way. And there are absolutely those exceptions, but we're not talking about the exceptions, because they would still have those, right? So that's not going to change. But it goes back to the thought of, how do you kill it? You have to get herd immunity. How do you get herd immunity? But I wonder how this is going to fly with so many people who have to go into the office and now don't want to get vaccinated. Will they get vaccinated? By the way, you can also jam on the phone lines if you want to weigh in, 855-266-5283. I know, giving out the numbers, 855-266-5283, fair or foul on what now is coming out of the White House. I have to say I was surprised, except for the more I thought about it, many companies were reluctant to do that. So this then takes that off their back. The White House is saying that the policy will affect about 80 million workers, or two-thirds of the workforce in this country. Businesses that ignore the mandate will face 14,000 dollars per every person, every violation, right? So the Labor Department also has the authority to order companies to take specific actions to protect the workers if the secretary decides they face a grave danger. So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. The Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, is saying, get ready for some court challenges. Even before Biden was done speaking, he was tweeting, I will pursue every legal option available to the state of Georgia to stop this blatantly unlawful overreach by the Biden administration, is what he's saying. Because if you're a governor and you're, you know, saying, well, states' rights, and this is how we feel, well, the feds trump that, so to speak, when it comes to these companies. So, yes, there's going to be court challenges without a doubt. How the new mandates are going to fare in our polarized world that we live in? You know, half of Americans in a recent Washington Post ABC News poll supported the idea of businesses requiring employees to be vaccinated. The split was partisan, though. 8 in 10 Democrats support the mandates. 6 in 10 Republicans oppose them. Will this affect you? Again, some who weighed in via email will let their voices be heard when I march to the mailroom coming up later this hour. However, coming up next, what's on tap? Oh, lots, including a hurricane. Stay with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
So belly up to our virtual bar of what's happening in our world, what's on tap, and what's on tap is Mindy spinning out of control, but out to sea. Hurricane Larry has whipped up some dangerous waters. I am so tired of looking at the European model and other models of what will it look like and will it brush against the eastern part of the United States. So here's the scoop, people. Tropical Depression Mindy moved out to sea Thursday. Hurricane Larry is pretty nasty. A lot of crazy surf along the East Coast beaches. The center of the Tropical Depression Mindy, by the way, was off the Georgia coast on Thursday morning, but you got heavy, heavy rain across South Carolina for the next a couple of hours. Even now, I think it's raining. So Hurricane Larry skirted by Bermuda on its way to Atlantic Canada by the week's end, which is happening, and tropical storm warnings in effect for the island of Bermuda. But that's what we told you about the other day. So lots of swells that you'll get in the East Coast, some of them life-threatening surf and rip tide conditions, but that's basically it. We dodged one. I mean, the hurricanes this year, crazy. By the way, Hurricane Olaf formed on Thursday morning, headed toward a strike on the Los Cabos Resort area at the tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Lots of Americans go there. I've been there a couple times when I lived in California, beautiful area, and they look like they're going to really, really get slammed. And so that's what's on tap when it comes to the weather. The good news is a lot of that's happening. It's going to continue to happen in some of those areas I mentioned, but not the United States. So not barreling down on the Mid-Atlantic region or in the South or up the Gulf Coast or any of that. Thank goodness, right? Of course. Of course. We're tired. We're weary of all of it. All right. This is interesting. If you are a toker of sorts, I'm talking about vaping. So the FDA delayed their decision on the fate of the e-cigarette giant Juul because there's a lot of crackdowns on vaping products overall, except for somehow Juul, which is incredibly popular, was spared. So hundreds of thousands of vaping and electronic cigarette products, forget about it, but not them. So there's this court deadline to issue decisions on marketing applications from lots of companies after anti-tobacco groups successfully sued the agency to speed up their review, if you're following along. Opponents of vaping are encouraged by the FDA's progress in taking action against these vaping products. They say it's not enough. Juul controls 40% of the e-cigarette market. So they started the e-cigarette craze. But people who are trying to stop e-cigarettes, period, say that they're responsible for the epidemic, not the craze, because they don't call it that. They call it the epidemic. And the FDA is saying, listen, we are looking at the science and the long-term view of what the science continues to suggest. So anyway, e-cigarette companies had to submit a pre-market tobacco product application. They called a PMTA this time last year for the FDA to evaluate whether their products were appropriate for the protection of public health, safe for current smokers, and not appealing to non-smokers. So get this. They got 6.5 million tobacco products from over 500 companies, and the last year took action on over 90% of the submitted applications. Again, saying science-based review by the FDA. Do they meet the statutory standard? So a lot of rejections. I think it's unlikely that they're going to pull the Juul products from the market. But maybe there's going to be limitations where they're sold, how they're advertised. That may be what happens. A lot of the fruit products, it was big for a lot of teenagers and even preteens. So some companies were able to escape regulatory oversight. Some weren't. Like, for example, Puff Bar. What a name, right? Puff Bar. It's an e-cigarette maker popular among teenagers, claiming it's synthetic narcotic or nicotine, not narcotic, because then that would be bad. Nicotine product is not derived from tobacco and can't be regulated by the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products. They sell kid-friendly flavors on their website. Strawberry banana, blue raz, mango peach, guava ice. I mean, you get the drift here. And that's part of the concern. How many high school students and middle school students are using e-cigarettes? And then ultimately, what does the data show? What does that lead to, right? Do they replace one nicotine delivery device for another? I think Juul escapes it. So that means the availability is still there. That's what I would absolutely say there. How about this? What's on tap in Florida? Well, a lot. But a federal judge Thursday blocked enforcement of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' anti-riot law, which opponents have said is riddled with constitutional defects. So the federal judge agreed with the arguments made by some civil rights organizations pushing to stop the law. The Republican governor proposed the measure after weeks of protests by Black Lives Matter supporters last summer, including 79 demonstrations in Florida in the 2 months after George Floyd's death. Saying he had seen enough, DeSantis signed the anti-riot bill into law. That was back in April at an event in Polk County. He said it was the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the country. So civil rights organizations argue that it's unconstitutional because its sweeping language could be used against people who were peacefully protesting. The judge agreed, saying that the vagueness permits those in power to weaponize its enforcement against any group who wishes to express any message that the government disapproves of. I think we haven't heard the last of this, by the way. I don't think so. I think there's going to be more challenges. There's so many lawsuits about so many different things in Florida. And this, again, is just a very, very big, big one. Sports. What's on tap in the sports world? Well, more NFL football, because it is the first week officially of football. As I mentioned at the top, Buccaneers win their first one against the Dallas Cowboys by just a couple of points, 31-29. But this was Thursday night football. Coming up on Sunday, it's a full slate of action, including at the tail end of the week on Monday, the Ravens and the Raiders. So what's on tap for the people of Las Vegas or those visiting who get tickets? Allegiant Stadium. For the first time, real football, meaning the season, real stuff. Baltimore, with a lot of hurt players, is actually favored by 4 points in this game against the Raiders. When you're talking about point spreads, you know something's up, right? All right, how about this? Leyla Fernandez beats her opponent, Sabalenka, and now goes on to a final at 19 years old to meet another teenager who's 18, Raducanu, her name is, from England. Fernandez is from Canada. She qualified to get an RUS Open. So she wins in straight sets over Sakaria, who she played from Greece, 6-1, 6-4. Why am I telling you? Because what's on tap again is this final on Saturday of these two teenagers. You know what they're going to be vying for? To win the U.S. Open and win $2 million, $2.5 million. They already both won at least a million plus by getting into the finals. So how about that? Pretty exciting news for those around them, especially like Leyla Fernandez had to get some help from Tennis Canada because, you know, her family didn't have the kind of money that it would take to have doctors and have some of the things that you needed when you were juniors. You were getting better and better and better, and they chipped in. So Canada has to be very, very proud of her, just like Great Britain is of her opponent on Saturday. Mailbag next.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced several measures Thursday aimed at combating the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate vaccinations or test weekly. That rule would affect about 80 million Americans and would be enacted through the Department of Labor. Biden also announced that the federal government would work to increase supplies of testing materials and provide more federal support to schools to operate safely. And for the first time since U.S. forces left Afghanistan, a commercial flight carrying foreigners departed from Kabul's airport. The State Department says that 10 U.S. citizens and 11 green card holders were among the estimated 200 foreigners aboard the Qatar Airways flight to Doha on Thursday. A Qatari envoy said another 200 passengers are expected to depart the country on Friday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate on Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Representative Andy Harris says that the president's policy completely ignores Americans who already have a level of natural immunity from being infected by the virus. The Maryland Republican tells Newsmax TV that the mandate is nothing more than a governmental overreach.
You know, the example would be, you know, if the government decided everybody has to have an appendix, appendectomy, remove your appendix, but you said, well, but I've had it removed, and they say, we don't care, we're going to give you an operation anyway. Why in the world would you want to vaccinate people who had the natural disease and now we know probably has superior immunity? It's because the president says he can force you to do it. That's the reason. He says he has authority and power.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Well, thanks to everybody who has sent me emails in the last couple of weeks. Can't even possibly get through all of them, but we're going to try to rip through a whole bunch of them right now. And some fresh ones from today on what Joe Biden, the press, has said about the new policy over the vaccines and masks, basically. All right, so let's go to this one. This one is from Alfred. I like the name Alfred. Alfred says, hey, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to your show probably from the very beginning. I'm not sure how long you've been around, but I know it's been at least a decade. And most recently, in the last year, I moved to New Orleans to be closer to my son and his family. So I was happy to learn that I could catch you in New Orleans. And I heard you talking about it, and that's how I actually knew when I heard you at 9:90 a.m. So here's the deal on the whole vaccination thing. I guess I'm not surprised that the president made the announcement that he made, because this way the companies don't have to be the bad guys because they don't want to be. So now he is squarely in the middle of it by saying if you have 100 or more employees vaccinated or test every single week. So who's going to foot the bill? And then how many people are going to test positive for COVID? And this is a way to churn the wheels faster. It's a mixed deal with me because I believe in the freedom of choice, even if it makes me sick, that some people aren't smart enough to realize, for God's sake, just put a mask on and get the shot, especially if you're healthy. Why not? President Trump got the shot. Plenty of Republicans have. Plenty of Democrats have. Yes, there are some heroes, perhaps, of others who haven't gotten a shot of any of what could possibly save us all. And I understand hard feelings, but businesses have no choice now. They're going to be required to give workers paid time off to get vaccinated. They're going to have to get vaccinated or they're going to be tested every single week. The president called it pandemic politics. I'm a Republican. I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden's, but I do like pandemic politics because it is, in fact, making people sick. And I'm sick to death of dealing with the virus. Just my two cents. All right. Interesting that you picked up that pandemic politics. And that's exactly what Biden said in his speech earlier in the day on Thursday, that we can't allow actions like that to stand in the way of protecting a large majority of Americans who have done their part. I mean, it's like pitting neighbor against neighbor, community against community, family members against other family members. I've heard stories almost from everyone I know about somebody in the family that won't get vaccinated or flip the equation around. Most of the family not getting vaccinated, but then there's a group that do. I mean, this is the deal. It really is. It's vaccinated or mass arguments and push-pull over that, and what is the plan and what truly will work. Are we just throwing darts at a dartboard? And I think we are, but can we please hit a bullseye? Can we please? By the way, this new vaccine requirement for federal workers won't just be for the 2.1 million government employees, but also for the millions of contractors that do business with the government. There are a lot of people that have contracts with government agencies. So that's going to be a requirement for them. And if they're hardcore about not doing it, then they're out. That's it. I mean, period. End of story. That they're not going to accept anything less. All right, how about this one? This one is from Ralph Hikate. I am listening to what so many people are saying about Joe Biden and whether it's constitutional or unconstitutional. Of course, there's going to be lawsuits. That isn't a surprise. Is this something that will actually get rid of COVID-19? I think these variants are strong, and I think that's not going to happen. But there has to be some movement, there has to be something, so that's why this was proclaimed by the president. And it is a war. It is a war of unvaccinated and vaccinated and mass and massless. And I know you've talked about it. We all get it. We know it. It depends on your comfort level, where you live, what you're seeing. I certainly know that I saw some people die unexpectedly that I didn't think were going to die, who said, get the vaccination. And I know there's more stories of those who are dying saying that to the people around them and to tell it to family members. And it just seems so reckless and ridiculous to just not get it. What is the big deal? All right, Rachel says, is the president off his rocker, or does he just have dementia, or what's going on in all seriousness with Joe Biden? I guess he has to cozy up to the interests of these companies, so this is how he's doing it, knowing that there will be lawsuits, but at least getting on the record as this is what has to happen. 100 workers or more, you have to be vaccinated or test for the virus weekly. So they're saying 80, 100, whatever. I think it's going to be much more than that. And you can bet there will be pushback, pushback, pushback. We know the Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey vowed no way, that it's an overreach and it's big government. And that's one of the things they tried to prevent in Arizona. And I think we'll see much more of that. Oh, already there's lots of people weighing in and saying that you are 100% right. Lloyd says, I am opposed to Biden's vaccine mandate on America. I was vaccinated, but I oppose it. And I think it is too much of government interference. And if that was going to happen, that needed to happen in the beginning. And so that's the problem. Playing late to the game, how does that work? It just makes people who don't want that to happen feel like they're being forced into a corner and have no choice. Well, there's a lot of people saying that. There's a lot of people that are saying the opposite of that. How about Richard? Richard is listening to us in Texas, and Richard says, Kate, I don't know if I have the last word, any word, or whatever it might be in between, but I am tired of the pandemic. I want to know what's going to keep us from, or what's going to help us get out of the pandemic. And I think as Americans, we should be open-minded to ideas that are brainstormed about ways that we can get through the pandemic and have it mostly in the rearview mirror, because I'm really tired of living like this. Two of my neighbors died from COVID, died from it. It was shocking, and it changed a lot of our minds. I'm still a Republican, will always be a Republican, but I just now don't agree with some of what my governor has said and some of what other Republicans are saying. And guess what? It's my right to do so. But I think we need to get out of this, and we need to figure out a way to not get back in this situation again, if possible. Well, I like that. Think of a way to not get back in the situation again. I think we live in a world with open borders, and I see that we could have more pandemics. I mean, this was the worry. Slamming the window shut. Finding out who, tracing it back, which, of course, that's not going to happen. And, by the way, here's the other part of this. I know so much of it is filled on this, but I'll do one more. This one is from Tom, who says, Kate, is it true that the TSA is doubling up on fines for people who won't wear masks at airports? It is true. It's almost as if you had watched the news. Yeah, seriously, it is true. So that starts on Friday. We could have done that for What's on Tap. You know, refusing to wear a mask, it depends. 500, 1,000 for first offenders. If you have it happen more than once, 1,000 to 3,000. Double, double, double. Whatever it is, the number is doubled. And I say that the reason, or I was told the reason for this, and the president said it, is it's some aggressive new action because of the Delta variant and the uptick in infections this summer that's caused 1,500 daily deaths. When did we not talk about COVID? When was that? Oh, that's right. When we went into the new year and we were naive about what was happening around us. Right? Different day. Seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? Oh, it does for me. All right, let's go to this one from Steph, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about technology. I love it when you talk about technology. And now here we are with iPhones up to 13. What number are you? I'm curious. And I'll tell you that my number is 10. Wow, I thought you were going to say, my number is the latest, greatest. The Apple is hosting a hardware, they call it a hardware event in September, of course, and we're in September, September 14th. So they'll unveil some new things, and I'm sure one of them will be the latest, greatest iPhone, right? Whatever the smartphone is. So I have a 7 Plus, and it works okay. It seems like the battery drains quicker than I would like. Right? Because it's a walking computer for me mostly. I mean, how many of you are, there's a great question for you. How many of you are actually talking on your cell phone, not texting, communicating that way, not leaving voicemails that way? I mean, what are you doing on your phones all day long? You're checking social media. I know it. I just know it. All right. We're going to look back at 9/11 as we round out the hour.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
September 11th, 2001, 4 California-bound commercial airplanes, which took off in the northeast of the United States, were hijacked mid-flight by 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists. The hijackers, unfortunately, were incredibly organized, and it's infuriating to even go through and remember that day to me as to the things that led up to it and what happened. And, of course, the destruction of the World Trade Center and the infrastructure that was just demolished, basically, the lives that were shattered and hammered, and what happened, the even the global economic recession. So tough anti-terrorism legislation, the closing down of that whole area until something new could spring up, in a sense, you know, the construction of the World Trade Center complex, the replacement that started in 2006, and ultimately the building that opened in November 2014, which I would encourage anyone, if you're in the area, eventually to go and see it if you haven't. It just takes you back, sadly, to that really incredibly rough day in our history, a day that, again, just changed our way of life and ruined so many others' lives. And now we know in Guantanamo, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed just went through again a series of the questions, etc. His lawyers arguing that there was torture. We'll see where all of that of course, goes, but five people identified as being aware of what was happening, and they're in Guantanamo, and that's still unfolding 20 years later. One of the flights ended up landing in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, thanks to, as they've been called, heroes who brought the plane down, helped to bring the plane down by causing some chaos, the best that we know, on the flight. So what was the target? I mean, it was investigators determined that Flight 93, the target wasn't the White House or the U.S. Capitol. That was, you know, one of the flights. And it's one that was talked about a lot. The plane didn't hit the intended target, instead crashed in a field at 10:03 in the morning because of the passengers who tried to regain control of the plane from the hijackers and diverted the flight from wherever that target was going to be. So one of the things I came across today that I thought was sobering and interesting, and it's a place that sometimes we forget about, is a conversation that I saw courtesy of our pals at USA Today. The paper, Brad Schober is the deputy chief of the Shanksville Volunteer Fire Department. And here's what he said about that day and what it was like in that field.
The area was a crime scene, so they didn't want anything disturbed any more than it had to be. We'd put the brush fires out, but really didn't do a good job of salvage, just so we didn't disturb things. So every now and then they'd pop back up. On one of the trips, they were sending like three or four guys in. So I did get to go in, and as I went in, I stood on the edge of that crater. And it was odd to see, like in the ground, you could see, like if you had dropped a toy airplane in the snow, you could see, you know, where the nose of the plane went, and then you can see the imprint of the wings. And I'm standing on top of this crater, and I'm looking at this, and it's like, okay, well, obviously this is where it hit. That second day we went up, and when they decided to do recovery, they brought in recovery team, and they were all dressed up in white Tyvek suits, and they started, and they basically just went across in grids, and they're literally on their hands and knees picking anything up, and our job was go out ahead of them, and any like snags or anything that they could get tangled up on or that might be a fall hazard for them, we cut those out. So we were kind of the chainsaw crew for the next couple days while they were doing that. One thing I learned a long time ago, we were down in West Virginia. They kept giving us awards, like they gave us these bravery awards and these courage awards. These people, they want to come up and shake our hands, and it's like, we didn't do anything. Like, there was nothing for us to do. And it was really, it was weird in a way. And I came home and I was telling my dad about it, and he put this in perspective, and I took what he said, and it really makes sense. He said, you are the closest thing to what happened that day that these people were going to get to. So I just put that in perspective. It's like, I don't represent me, I don't represent us. I represent those passengers that day, those firemen from New York, you know, those people.
So it's something to think about when 9/11 hits the 20th year anniversary of that hashtag we will never forget. There are all kinds of tributes and memorials that are going on across the United States. For example, even at the University of Akron, there is a 78-flight climb in the stadium there, the furthest any firefighter got inside the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001, in honor of the first responders and civilians who died on that dark day. And it's hosted by the Akron Firefighters Association, and it raises money for the Safety Forces Support Center. And it's interesting because what a great thing. It includes tickets to the Zips. That's the University of Akron, right? Of course, the Zips. Afternoon football game against Temple. I love it. Clever, clever thing to do, the 78 steps. And there are so many other events that are happening maybe right there in your backyard as a way to remember what happened on that day. There's a lot of first responders who are participating in different ways. There's lots of honor guards that are out that are, you know, are there where they're saying a prayer and they're reading names, et cetera, in many, many downtowns across the United States. And, boy, you think of the events unfolding. You think of telling children who have no idea what happened because they were too young or they weren't even born. And what does that all mean? The reading of everybody's name, which happens actually at the site of the memorial in New York. But you think of the Pentagon, you think of Shanksville, which you just heard there. I love what he said about his father putting it in perspective for him. You know, what did that mean to the people? And that's it. What are the things to hang on to when you have nothing to hang on to in a very sobering, horrible time in your life? And then trying to go through and remember and do that and keep remembering. There's even this 9/11 living classroom. It's a traveling exhibit that tells the histories of the people who died on September 11th, as well as the historical impact of the event, right? So, I mean, what a wonderful thing. Goes to what I said, so many people, so many young people not having an idea what that means. And there's all kinds of stair climbs, not just the one that I told you about. And, you know, for example, you know, in honor of the fire department of New York, the New York firefighters who served and died on September 11th, 2001, people in this event at M&T Bank Stadium, they're going to go up the equivalent of the 110 stories that made up the World Trade Center. That's how they're counting it. And they're raising funds for the community and the stair climb. What it goes to is the community of local deceased firefighters and to the fire department's counseling services unit in New York. You know, for all that grief, et cetera, money going in that direction. You even have the Navy band at the National Harbor. So they're going to be playing, and they're going to be playing some bluegrass. They're going to be playing all kinds of historical songs to memorialize those that lost their lives. A dark day, but one that needs to be remembered for all of the victims of 9/11. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.